So South Africa has a rich diversity of culture, race, religion, and while also having 11 official languages. That said, though, Mzansi is definitely a melting pot of many different people who think and behave differently. There is, however, one thing that we all have in common, according to Carla, which has now become a new South African culture. It's our debt culture. Apparently, Carla, we practice debt the same way.
Good morning, Abs. Yes, definitely. I know we're in diverse cultures and official languages in South Africa. But the thing is, when it comes to credit, I think we can look in the mirror and we might find ourselves very guilty of using credit and those retail cards and those store cards and those credit cards in times of dire need, or sometimes just because we want to.
That said, Carla, very quickly, maybe you can just give us a background of how bad is the debt culture in South Africa?
Well, the thing is, Abs, if we look at the stats, according to the National Credit Regulator, there's over 25 million credit active South Africans. And a part of that 25 million, it's 10 million, in fact, they have impaired credit records. So that can sketch a picture quite well. And this year, DebtSave has done a survey with over 1,000 respondents that took part in this financial reality survey, just to check the broader view of the South African reality and the credit environment that they live in. And 46% said that they're not up to date with their debt repayments. So I think that gives us a clear picture that, you know, it can spiral out of control, and it's this, you can call it a mindless swiping culture, you know, if you swipe the card left, right and center. And I think sometimes we just swipe it without even noticing, without even thinking of the bigger picture of our financial reality.
To you listening at home, by the way, are you in debt at home? And if you are, and I know that from personal experience, sometimes it does feel like the walls are closing in on you. What are you doing about it? Are you speaking to someone? Would love to find out from you. Carla, though, from your side, how do we educate ordinary South Africans around this bad, bad, bad problem?
Oh, Abs, you sound so negative. But the thing is, no. The thing is, we have to sketch our picture, and we have to face that reality. And you're absolutely right. We have to start with our kids from a young age. And I think, you know, when you say you take your kids to the ATM, you have to explain where that money comes from. You can't just, you know, put in your card and take out money and your kid is just like, oh, that's easy, that's how it works. But the thing is, you know, you have to use credit when it's absolutely necessary to do so. And these days we've seen that South African consumers use it for fuel or basic living costs like groceries. And if you've not budgeted for it, then that's already an alert sign for you. So make sure that you budget properly, you know, make sure that you use your net income minus your investments, say it's a pension fund, minus your short-term savings, minus your expenditures, that would be your, you know, your debit orders that go off during the month. And then you are either left with a surplus, which is a good thing, or you're left with a minus. And then you have to see, am I going to boost my income or am I going to get rid of my debt bit by bit? You can start with the lowest debt first, or you have to tackle those high interest rate debt like your credit card first. And I think, you know, sketch the bigger picture, see where you're at, and know that there are professionals there to help you as well in the process.
And what do they say about eating an elephant now, Carla? The best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Slowly,
yes,
but surely.
Definitely.
And no. I just want to tell the listeners, we are not advocating for the violence against animals. It's just a saying.
No.
It's just a saying. 021-446-0567. Be part of this conversation. South Africa has a rich diversity of culture, race, religion, while also having 11 official languages. Now, with the burst of so many cultures, there's different thoughts of schools of doing things. But one thing apparently that we have in common is our debt culture. How do we fight this debt culture? Carla Oberholzer, debt advisor, DebtSafe, joins you now to have a conversation to you around this, where she says, the first things first, don't have a negative attitude towards it. See it, see the solutions, and if you can, speak to a professional. Now, very quickly, Carla, is there a way of getting your message across to perhaps students at universities who continually get bombarded with credits at campuses? I'll tell you right now, my first account was at university. It was a Truist account. Even Rafiq, by the way, it took me years to get rid of that. So can we talk about that? How do we talk to students?
Yes, definitely. And I'm guilty as well. My first account was a Truett account as well, if I'm allowed to say it on air. But the thing is, you know, when we look at our situation and, you know, we as adults and, you know, with the younger individuals, they're uncertain, they're not sure what's going on, life is good, you're excited about life. Not that I'm saying the adults are not. But the thing is, when it comes to that, you have to prepare your kids to make sure that they don't fall for any marketing gimmicks. And, you know, when it comes to credit and when taking out credit, you have to be sure that you explain how are you going to service that agreement and take care of that credit. And you have to explain to your kids. And I think it starts at home. And I want to encourage everybody to make sure that when people sell or they offer things, you have to do your research first. And, you know, compare prices. Take a look at this, take a look at that account. And I think that is very important. And I think when it comes to university students, if we can create an environment where they feel safe and say, oh, listen, I've been taught this, so I'd rather say no. We have to create an environment where they're allowed to say no and say, thank you, this is not for me. And I think it's really important to start. I think we can encourage educational programs even within universities and say, listen, you guys are going to finish soon with your degrees or your diplomas, and then you're going to go in the real world. And are you going to start off with credit, or are you going to start on a clean plate and from there on take it easy and, like you said, bit by bit take on credit, but not start with everything at once, the lavish house, a great car, and store cards and using those credit cards. I think it would be wise to encourage our youngsters out there to say, listen, just start bit by bit and don't start with the credit cards first. And I think it starts at home, and we have to create that culture. And especially with Heritage Month this month, I think it's important to leave that financial legacy and to lead by example for our kids and to be prepared when they're students or young adults, that they are prepared and to face on those marketing gimmicks out there and to say no and not always say yes and with everything at once.
They always start you at 500. 500 rands, and then you pay back that 500. They're like, okay, 1,000 rand it is then. And next thing you know, why do I have a 12,000 rand debt as a student? Carlo, though, your parting words to the listeners that are on this conversation this morning.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Abs. I just want to encourage everybody to enjoy their Heritage Month and to think of the financial legacy that they're going to leave for the kids and their loved ones, and that they should lead by example and not to start with way too much credit first. And they can say no and to those marketing gimmicks out there.
Carlo, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Thank you very much, Abs. Have a blessed day.
That is Carlo Oberholzer, debt advisor at DebtSafe. Are you debt-free, or are you feeling the crushing pressure of debt? If you are you speaking to someone about it? Because believe you me, I am talking from experience. It will crush you if you don't talk to someone. There's always ways to work around it. I promise you, there is always ways to work around it. The first step is just find the right people to talk to. That is DebtSafe. Call anyone. Talk to a financially affluent family member. Ask them to assist you of who to talk to. It will take time, because it also took time to gun up your debt. So it will take time also to, you know, get back to winning ways.